From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Commissioners with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission directed staff to take bold steps to protect Florida's native ecosystems from invasive fish and wildlife. MorningAgClips.com reports commissioners called for drafting proposed rules to prevent the establishment of new non-native species in Florida. Staff will explore risk analysis to prove a species poses little or no threat to Florida's ecology, economy, as well as human health and safety before that species is approved. Mexican officials issued a ban on imports of some biotech corn used for certain purposes that began February 17th. But the decree continues to allow imports of biotech corn used as animal feed while exploring substitutes. National Corn Growers Association President Tom Haig says the integrity of the USMCA, signed by Mexican President Obrador himself, is at stake. The FDA announced recommendations on the naming of plant-based foods sold and marketed as milk alternatives. The recommendations are for plant-based alternatives using the term milk that have a nutrient composition different than milk, including voluntary nutritional labeling to show how the product compares with milk. Jim Mulhern, president of the National Milk Producers Federation, says the announcement is a step toward labeling integrity, but falls short of ending the decades-old problem of misleading plant-based labeling.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.